From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Senator Barack Obama's White House win got people dancing from Berlin to the Bronx and, of course, Kenya. If you turned on the television, you could also see a cascade of reporters and analysts sniffing, snuffling, and wiping away tears. Did these displays of emotion break down the objectivity of journalism? For more, we have Kelly McBride, ethics group leader at the Poynter Institute, which offers training for working journalists. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, reporters face traumatic situations every day, huge news, news that, you know, can break your heart or uplift you. But we had this historic event, this historic election, and the first African-American president-elect. Did people's tears and jubilation who were journalists, was that acceptable at that moment?
I didn't find it that far over the line that I felt like stomping my foot or huffing and puffing. I mean, the reality is this is a historic moment. And many of the journalists that I know, if they stand for anything, it's for justice and equality. And journalists go into this profession to tell stories of injustice with the hope of rectifying those situations. So I think it's completely predictable that some of them would get emotional at the notion of the first Black president of the United States.
CNN contributor Roland Martin was one of the people who broke down in tears on the air. There were other people who were correspondents who broke down. Is there a difference between how someone who's a host or an anchor should react versus a correspondent versus a contributor or analyst? Does that make a difference?
Yeah, I think there is, but it's all gotten confused, especially on the cable networks, because if you think about the straight reporter versus the guy who deals in opinion, that's much clearer in print than it is in cable television news, and they all broker in a certain amount of outrage or opinion, and I think that. I mean, I think that the distinctions that you allude to exist, but they're really hard to apply on cable television.
Do you think it really matters to people? I mean, there's definitely Bernard Shaw, former CNN anchor and reporter, was on the air on CNN within this election period the past month or so, just basically saying that he was dismayed and disheartened by the blurred lines between analysts and journalists and all that. Other people see it as just an evolution of where we are today. But stepping out of our journalist role for a second and into the consumer role, do you think it really matters to consumers, voters, viewers, listeners, readers?
Yeah, I think it does. But I think that the audience is still sorting out exactly what standards it wants to apply to whom. So, I think that, if you ask the audience, do you want your news delivered straight without any bias? Everybody says yes. But then what we've seen is this trend toward the more emotional, opinionated types of journalism. And so when you go back to the audience and you say, well, then why are you watching this journalism that isn't delivered straight? What they say is, well, that feels more real to me. So, we could be going to a place in this country where people really do consume news from people who share the same biases and emotions that they share.
Along those lines, you have people, I can think of Peter Jennings during 9/11, very straight reporting, Walter Cronkite dealing with the assassination of John F. Kennedy, Bernard Shaw underneath that desk in Baghdad. And then now you have Ben Affleck going on TV to spoof Keith Olbermann on MSNBC. There's been a lot of debate during this political season over whether certain journalists, for example, should have been allowed to moderate presidential debates. Were they impartial enough? Where does that debate go from here over what journalists, for example, might be more favored within the White House press corps or as people to get interviews of this incoming president? Do you think that we're going to see some debates over that?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to debate everything because that's what we do these days. But I think that some journalists, I think particularly African-American journalists, people are going to be asking them, can you be fair? And I think the proof is in the work. And I don't think that's a fair question. I think you should look at their work and ask, is this work fair? Is this work distanced enough? Does this work serve the audience? And if it does, then I'm happy in the work that I do. But I'm not, I don't think that we'll definitively answer that question. I think that as Obama takes office, there will be a lot of questions. There will be a lot of room for hard-hitting journalism. And I'm certain that we're up to it as a profession. If you look to South Africa and 10 years ago, many of the journalists in South Africa were actively fighting for democracy and for freedom. And then as the Mandela government took over, found themselves in I think an even more conflicted situation. And ultimately, what happened there was some of them did really well, some of them didn't, and the audience figured it out.
Well, Kelly, great to talk to you. Thanks.
All right, thanks for having me.
Kelly McBride is the ethics group leader at the journalism training organization, the Poynter Institute. She spoke to us from the Poynter Institute studio in St. Petersburg, Florida.